Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, Radio Time, TuneIn. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions here on this show, especially those sponsored by Carol Butler, owner of Pembroke Title. Specializing in residential and commercial closings, Pembroke Title is your real estate resource. Make sure you ask about their military discount. And joining us here in the studio today is Sky Zintz. Sky, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I am doing fabulous. Thank you so much for having me back.
No problem. It's always nice to catch up with you. You always give us a smile on our face on a Sunday morning. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
Well, I'm going to start with a older song that I relearned just today, actually, for the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got up really early and dusted this one off.
Oh, my.
So this is called Undone.
Here's Sky Zintz here on Hunter at Sunrise.
This sparkle fades when you don't show. I plan to sleep on it, and you know I don't. 'Cause whether I'm cold or you're frigid, I can't buy you time or call you home. Am I just a page for you to turn? The scribe who scribbles down your every word. Well, if I may say so, sir, you've been slurring. I've been drinking in a hurry, and I bet they've heard that there are things I've said. Sometimes I wish I held my tongue, but with you it always comes undone. Creaking in the eaves of this old house, there are sounds of you. Shadows urging me to turn this heart around. Urging me to turn this heart around. There are things I've said, and I'm not proud of all of them. So you.
Hunter at Sunrise here with Sky Zintz. That's an old song, huh?
It is. There was a period of time back in the MySpace days where I had taught myself, this is about 2006 or 7, I had taught myself how to learn Cakewalk, which was a at-home recording software for like my old PC, which is now, you know, a dinosaur, and it lives in a dinosaur graveyard somewhere of other old computers.
Along with all the other PCs.
Yeah, but I had taught myself, you know, very, very minimally how to use this recording thing. And I started recording a lot of songs that I would just sort of write as I recorded them.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was kind of birthed from that process. And I've never actually like recorded it on an album anywhere. So it's definitely in that pool of songs that could go somewhere, you know, on a full length someday.
Yeah.
But right now just sort of lives in that, the B-sides that never actually got recorded. So I'm just trying to kind of dust some of those off because I haven't written a ton of new stuff this year.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a new album in the works that hopefully will be out sometime early next year.
Wow.
But in the meantime, before that album is done, I'm sort of like trying to figure out, are there other things from the past that need to be dusted off and made new again?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, you always have something going on. I remember the last time you were on the show, we were talking about a play that you had music in. I think it was Alice.
Yes.
Alice Through the Looking Glass, or I forget the exact name of it.
It was called Alice. It was a play, a new adaptation of kind of the Alice in Wonderland story, written by Lee Smith, who's a theater professor at ODU, and directed by Catherine Hammond, and they hired me to write the music for it. So that was a really fun experience, and that was a big part of my year this year.
Yeah,
so.
And after you were on the show, we actually went and saw it, and it was cool. It was
great.
We enjoyed it. It was interesting.
Did you like the talking shrimp?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It was kind of interesting, the Delta side of the show. It was
totally.
It was like Louisiana had some Louisiana things in there. It's
kind of
interesting.
We kind of said it in like, instead of it being, you know, the typical British, you know, fancy tea and cookies Alice in Wonderland story, we set it in New Orleans and just kind of brought in a lot of the flavor of the bayou, including like the characters kind of all became Cajun versions of the characters. So the caterpillar became the shrimp.
Right.
And, you know, the Cheshire cat like had this like kind of French Cajun accent.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a very fun experience and definitely like took a lot of creative energy. So again, it's sort of like been a little lull in writing, but I'm just starting to get into writing some new stuff, and I've been playing with a new band. So that's one thing that I have to talk about today is my band, which is called Sky Zintz and the Moon Door. We're a four-piece.
Sky Zintz and the Moon Door.
Yes.
That sounds like something that would play in Lord of the Rings or something.
It is an obscure Game of Thrones reference. So technically, you're in the right fantasy universe.
I'm kind of in the right fantasy universe.
Totally. But yeah, I have this amazing band that's made up of four of us who are really close friends. We've all known each other in the community for the better part of the last like decade and a half. The oldest friend in the band and I went to high school together. Her name's Lindsay. She sings backing vocals and also does some ukulele as well. And then our drummer and bassist, they have also been friends since grade school. So it's a fun band of friends.
Wow.
And we just played the Lava Mini Fest at Toast together at the beginning of September. It was a really amazing crowd. And we're about to play Veg Fest in Chesapeake.
Veg Fest?
Yeah, actually a week from today, so on Sunday the 8th.
They don't serve meat at this
fest. They do not serve meat. But I will say that Sky Zintz and the Moon Door does not judge your dietary preferences.
Okay.
You do you, boo-boo.
You'll do a steakhouse, too, if you want.
Yeah, sure. I'll play the Bacon Fest. I would, in fact, if anyone from Bacon Fest is listening, I would really love to play Bacon Fest, for the samples, if nothing else.
That's right. That's right. You're not up against the meat. You know, you can,
not at all.
You can exist.
Not at all. But we're really excited to play Veg Fest. It's just sort of like a celebration of local
vegetarian and vegan culture in the area. So they're, I think they're having like a vegan pie eating contest as part of it. And there's going to be all kinds of great vegetarian and vegan cuisine.
When is this again?
It's Sunday the 8th. So it's a week from today. And it'll be at Chesapeake City Park. And we're playing at 11:15 in the morning. So get up bright and early.
It goes on all day, I take it.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. It's an all-day event.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's really interesting.
Definitely.
Now, you were telling me about the video store. Or should we play a song and then talk about the videos?
Totally. Yeah. I want to play one more song and then we'll talk about the video store and then I'll play another song.
See, now people have a...
Now people are... teaser.
They go, what are they going to say about the video store? Seriously. What are they talking about?
And yeah.
This is a deep tease.
Definitely.
That's what we call it in the TV business.
A deep tease. I really, really like that. That's
you like
really
that?
Fun.
A deep tease?
Yeah, that's right. Very fun.
That means a little bit later on, you're going to find out the answer to that little mystery.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, I'd like to play a song that I wrote this year for February Album Writing Month, which is a challenge I participate in every year where I try to write 14 songs in 28 days.
Uh-huh.
And this year I succeeded, which I don't do it every year, but this year I succeeded.
Wow.
So I wrote 14 songs, and this was one of the ones that I felt was a keeper. So the band and I have a nice full band arrangement of this song, and I really enjoy it, and it feels appropriate to play kind of coming into Halloween season because it's just got a little bit of an eeriness to it. It's called Melancholy Overture.
Excellent. Here is Sky Zintz here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Always been me, try as I may, I wear the hat again. Once more, I play the part as the chain wraps round my heart. One melancholy overture, your melody drags me in, and it sings, won't you let me move? Let me prove I have no secrets left to hide. And please take me in your arms, love. Hold me through the lonely. Keep me in your light. I should have learned my lesson well. All it takes is a look and I melt, sinking deep beneath your spell, I lose my way. Once more, I am undone, and I've lost the sense to run and flee the fury, which will surely end in pain. Singing, won't you let me move you? Let me prove secrets left to hide. And please take me in your arms, love. Hold me through the lonely. Keep me in your light. Time was once a friend that I could trust in. Now I find it only breaks my heart and gets the timing wrong. But should there come a day when time stops rolling, could it be that I'll be broken, longing for that mournful song? Through the lonely.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Hunter at Sunrise here with Sky Zintz, a relatively new song.
Yes, Ben. Indeed.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And it did sound a little eerie. Do you like you like Halloween?
I love Halloween.
I've seen you dress up and put it
Halloween.
All over Facebook.
Yes. And this year, Halloween's super awesome because I've been playing a lot of Dungeons and Dragons this year.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm actually, for my Halloween costume, I'm going to do a cosplay of my Dungeons and Dragons character.
I see.
Who is a tiefling, which means I'm part human and part demon. Mm-hmm. I'm not in real life. Children, please, no. Sky Zintz is actually not really part demon. But in D&D, in this fantasy world, mm-hmm. I am this interesting character that I've created myself, and I made my own horns. And
wow.
I just really like Halloween. I think a lot of creative types, like writers and artists, tend to love Halloween because it's definitely like an opportunity to kind of like get creative and spin up. Like I personally like make a Halloween costume every year, mm-hmm. and I really enjoy that process of like thrifting, and I also enjoy like Halloween time music, mm-hmm. You know, like I like gypsy folk and stuff that kind of has that just like eerie edge to it, so
sure.
That's what this song was kind of inspired by, was like I found a chord generator online that literally you just hit a button and it would kind of dice roll you a series of chords that would sound good together, and I got these three, this chord, and this chord.
Huh.
And I was like, okay, let's make a song with that. And immediately it was just this like, da 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 da, you know, and I just felt like it was sort of a dark love song.
Yeah.
That maybe seemed a little like talking about putting you under your spell, and like, is she talking about magic or not? I don't know.
Yeah,
but
it sounds like someone lurking.
Anyway. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
So tell me about the video store.
I'm going to tell you about the video store. So I just joined the temporary board, which is eventually going to be the permanent board of the Narrow Expanded Video, which is now become a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
So it, for those of you who don't know, the Narrow Video Store is the video store on Collie Avenue in Norfolk that's next to the Narrow Movie Theater.
Right.
And it is home to the largest collection of titles on the East Coast now, because as you may know, video stores all over this country are closing because
yes.
Everybody's got Netflix. And so I think the Narrow Video Store realized that at some point they were going to have to change their business model if they wanted to stay afloat. So they decided to go nonprofit,
mm-hmm.
Which means that their work kind of now is going to revolve a lot more around fundraising. But they can do that now that they're a nonprofit as opposed to just
sure.
being a regular store. So they just had a Kickstarter and just actually ended on Friday at midnight, and it was super, super successful. They actually met their initial goal of $25,000 in like the first 2 days of their campaign.
Yeah, they really kicked it out of the
yeah.
park for a Kickstarter.
Yeah, and so, I mean, but the one thing, the message that like I kind of wanted to help get out there is that the Kickstarter is great, but that they're going to have to continue kind of continually fundraising just the same way that, you know, public radio has to,
sure.
Because that's the nature of the nonprofit model, is they kind of have to rely on donations to stay going. But I wrote a song for them in the hubbub of the Kickstarter being released, just because I feel like the movie store culture is such a cool local thing that
yeah.
we need, and I didn't like the idea of really, like, if they wouldn't have met their Kickstarter goal, they were gonna have to close probably this year because they were just not having the, you know, the in-store business to stay afloat. And I think what's important is that people understand that, you know, streaming is great and very convenient and cheap and all of those things. But when you stream movies on Netflix, you don't get to look at the director's commentary. You don't get to watch the special features.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you don't get to like go mingle about the movie store and talk to people who are super experts on film.
Sure.
So I wrote a song for them and then shot a really cool music video with JPEGs.
I was about to say that you have a video of this particular
yeah.
song,
yeah.
and it's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. I teamed up with JPix, who are the masterminds and video wizards behind the Tide video that you probably remember from a few years back.
Yes, I do.
And
I'm in it.
Yeah, you're in it.
I'm totally in it. I'm in the
in this building that we're in right now.
Right.
But yeah, the video. We came together. We kind of did like for the Tide. We just put out a public call to anyone who wanted to come be in the video, and we said just dress up as some sort of a character from film. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people came in awesome costumes, and we just put them around the video store, and we did an amazing like one take video where the whole thing is just the camera following me and I go from section to section, and you can see kind of how vast the collection is.
Oh, that's cool.
So anyway, I'll stop talking about it. You should just go on YouTube and check it out. Hopefully we'll put a link maybe on the Facebook page
Maybe we will put it up on the Hunter at Sunrise Facebook page here while this interview's on.
Awesome.
And maybe they can go see it.
Definitely, yes. Definitely.
But after they listen to this wonderful, wonderful interview that we're doing.
Exactly.
So what's the name of the song?
It's called A Place Like This.
Oh, excellent. Here is Sky Zintz here on Hunter at Sunrise.
A movie is another world, a place where we can wander, a quiet room, a rowdy hall, a light there in the dark, a takeaway that's here to stay, a friend to share your night with. But what's a town without the house the movies all call home? Just down the street and down the aisle, there's a friendly face behind a counter, one you can trust to tell it just like it is and steer you toward a good choice. And with a laugh, we're off for a stroll around a wonderland of options. They'll be leaping off the shelves to find their way into your hands. A place like this doesn't exist without the love we pour into it. A place like this doesn't just run on popcorn and dreams. A place like this is a legacy. It grows our sense of community. Let's preserve the magic. Teens on the move in Disney tunes, zombies and apocalyptic carnage, kung fu and more, a lavish score of literary masterpieces, shows that you love, a random hug from someone that you used to know in high school, documentaries and indie films for days. In the blink of an eye, a good thing can be gone forever. So we've all got to try and give a little bit to keep it around. Hold on to this magical landscape. You can try, but you just can't stream the pulse of your town. A place like this doesn't exist without the love we pour into it. A place like this doesn't just run on popcorn and dreams. A place like this is a legacy. It grows our sense of community. Let's preserve the magic. Let's preserve the magic. Let's preserve the magic, you and me.
Sky Zintz here on Hunter at Sunrise. Well, I wish you luck with all that endeavor. That sounds like a lot of fun.
And, indeed.
I'm going to go back and look at this video. That sounds like you had a lot of fun making that.
Totally. And if anyone out there listening is interested in learning more about Narrow Video or wants to know how to go and get a membership so you can check out movies, it's savenarrowvideo.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for doing this today.
Indeed. It was such a pleasure to be here with you, Hunter, and I hope we don't have to wait so long next time.
No, no.
There's always new songs.
There's always something going on with you.
I know. I mean, you too.
You've always got something new in the hopper. It's really kind of cool. Every 6 months, it's something different, something new. So we'll have to do it again in another 6 months or so.
Totally.
Maybe even less.
Yeah, I think this is like the key to me keeping my sanity is I just have to continue making new things and not just like doing the same thing over and over again.
Well,
we
really dig creativity around here.
Totally. So I think it'll be singing Telegram time in about 6 months.
That's
for Valentine's Day.
It'll be in February.
I'll be back. I'll be back.
Okay, well, thanks again to Sky Zintz here. Do you want to just do one more shout out for your next show?
Totally. Yeah. October 8th at VegFest at Chesapeake City Park in Chesapeake. And that's at 11:15 a.m. with Sky Zintz and the Moon Door. And it's free for all ages. So bring the kids and the grandparents and the picnic lunches. But, you know, but try not to bring the bacon.
Okay. And is there a schedule posted somewhere for your band?
Yeah, definitely. If you want to follow me on the interwebs, I'm at facebook.com/SkyZentz, or on Instagram, I'm at SkyZentz, SkyEzentz. Please follow me.
Excellent. Sky Zintz here on Hunter at Sunrise.